What's going on, everybody? This is Patriot Underground here. Now, before we begin the show tonight, I just want to say a quick word on behalf of my partners over at PatriotUndergroundGold.com. Now, if you haven't already heard by now, major stock market sell-offs have been happening very recently. It was actually reported at the end of Q4 2023 that Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates combined to sell off $11 billion worth of shares in companies that they have had very substantial positions in, including their own. Bill Gates in particular actually dumped 65% of his portfolio. So obviously, folks, this is preparation for what we know is coming. We've been talking about this for a very long time, a black swan event. You've heard more and more mainstream type figures talk about a black swan event, most recently Katherine Herridge. We know that this is coming. The bottom line is that this news is a barometer of a major economic downturn, bare minimum. So if you have money that's tied up in the stock market, you have a 401k or an IRA, and you haven't diversified or shifted all of your assets out of the fiat debt prison and into precious metals, luckily you still have an opportunity to do so. But I would caution folks that that window is very rapidly closing, because as conditions deteriorate, the demand for gold and silver is going to continue to surge. And even though I'm not a financial advisor, I can read the tea leaves and I can see what's happening. All of us can see what's happening. The direction that the whole world is headed is toward asset-backed currencies. And in the case of the United States, gold and silver specifically. And so if you purchase now, while these precious metals are still being suppressed, you're going to put yourself in a very good position to be able to capitalize on the transition into the new economy, into the quantum financial system, as Nasara and Jassara are rolled out. So I would highly urge people to act now while you still have the opportunity to get in at a very good price and be able to have that peace of mind and knowing that no matter what happens in the stock market, your money is going to be safe and secure in precious metals. And very likely, you're going to capitalize, like I said, on this transition. So click the link below. If this applies to you, don't waste any time, folks. I'm telling you. This is coming, and it's coming fast. PatriotUndergroundGold.com. My partners are absolutely incredible. They're going to work as quickly as you do to bring you the peace of mind that you so richly deserve as we head into this chaotic storm and we experience this financial transition. PatriotUndergroundGold.com. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is February 29th, 2024. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So I'm going to provide a situation analysis report today, and we're going to cover a number of different topics. I'm going to start out with a little bit of analysis of Jacob Rothschild's death and what this means in terms of the overall trajectory of the war, what it symbolizes. And we're going to talk about the economic front of this war in a lot of detail. I'm going to provide some analysis on that. We're going to touch upon the geopolitical tension that we're seeing build all over the world. With every passing day, it seems to intensify. And yet at the same time, all of the enemy's actions seem to be backfiring at the same time. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Texas wildfires. I might even touch upon the surge in Bitcoin if we have time, depending on how long this episode runs. Well, we have a lot to talk about today, folks, and we might as well just jump right in here. And like I said, I am going to start out with a little bit of a discussion about the announcement of Jacob Rothschild's death. Now, Shadow of Ezra posted a very interesting video the day before his death was announced on Twitter or X. And I actually shared this on Telegram. So I'm going to pull this up right now so we can take a quick look at it. When I saw this video, of course, I hadn't heard about the death of Rothschild. None of us had. Of course, we knew that he was already dead, and I'm going to touch upon that in just a moment. But nobody knew that this news was coming. And so this video, I think, is very, very interesting as it foreshadows what was about to be announced the very next day. So let's go ahead and take a look at this.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Kingsguard's channel fan account. Now, I've just seen something super rare in the middle of the Mall in central London. This is incredible. Now, from what I can see, this is the Blues and Royals Regiment carrying the colour. Now, this is super rare. You don't often see this at all. Just popped out of nowhere. So I wonder what's going on. This is incredible. So we're in the middle of central London, just off St. James's Park on the Mall. Now, often the white horse comes out when the king is present, but for what I can see, the king isn't around at the moment. And how I know that is the royal standard should be flying, but it's not flying right now. It's a union flag that's flying. So I don't know why we're seeing what we're seeing right now.
All right. So as you can see, folks, this was a very interesting video. The gentleman who took the video, I don't know who it is, but he was obviously baffled by what he was seeing. And notice that he said that the white horse typically appears when the king is present. But then he went on to point out that, in fact, the king was not present. And so he's scratching his head, wondering, this is really odd. What does this symbolize? What does this all mean? And then, of course, we got the announcement the very next day. Now, I mentioned a moment ago that the real death of Jacob Rothschild actually happened long ago. And specifically, folks, it was on November 17th of 2017. There was an operation that was tracked in real time on 4chan. Essentially, it was an assassination operation on the Rothschild compound. And on that day, he was actually listed as deceased on Wikipedia. And then the very next day, he was suddenly resurrected into public view as a part of this pantomime. So the MSM, the fact that they're now reporting on his death, they're admitting that he's no longer with us, is a very key marker. I'm going to discuss that in some detail. And I do believe that my audience is very well aware that the city of London was the center of the fiat debt prison. And I do believe that this announcement is a direct indication, a direct calm, that that fiat debt prison system has been officially dissolved and defeated. And certainly the timing of this announcement is no coincidence. As they say, timing is everything. So let's just do a little bit of a recap here. And actually, I'm going to give credit to MJ Truth for posting this, I do believe, on X as well. And I shared this on Telegram. By the way, if you're not following me on Telegram, make sure you do, because oftentimes the things that I post, I end up talking about during the course of my shows. But he took us back a little bit on the timeline coming out of the news coming out of the UK, having to do with the death of the royal family, or the deaths of the royal family. And Prince Andrew, turns out, his death was announced on April 9th of 2021. And then 17 months later to the day, we got the announcement that the Queen had died. And it just so happened that that happened to be 1,776 days from the first Q drop. Pretty interesting, right? And now, miraculously, 17 months later, after the Queen's death was announced, we have the announcement of the death of Rothschild. Does anybody out there actually think that this is a coincidence? I mean, it's kind of a rhetorical question for my audience, but I do think it's very important to point these things out, especially at a time when a lot of people seem to be questioning, and for good reason, a lot of different aspects of this operation. That's why it's so important to go back to the Q drops and remember how we got here. And speaking of the Q drops, of course, we had many different references to 5D chess. And on that note, why don't we go ahead and revisit post 4281? I'm going to go ahead and pull this up on the screen so everybody can see. I think it's a very interesting post. So let's go ahead and read this one. Post 4281, May 19th, 2020. How about a nice game of chess? Objective, end, checkmate, king. I remember what the video said about the presence of the king and the white horse. Do you attack the king at the beginning of the game? Do you attack and remove pawns first? Do you attack and remove bishops, rooks, knights next? Do you attack and remove queen mid to end? Very interesting. Is the game being played public or private? Do emotions affect critical thinking? Add important king control pieces, eliminate rogue elements. Add how do you set the stage board, republic opinion, optics at this time? Q. So, very interesting post. And I do believe that it prompts us to make some very interesting queries into who the real king actually is. Now, this post reminds us that the objective in chess is checkmating the king. And we also know that the queen protects the king. But who is the king in actuality? Is it Charles? Or is it the real power behind him and the quote-unquote royal family? Now, remember, folks, that the cabal centralized their power around three city-states. The Vatican, for control over religion and spirituality. The United States, as the military arm, the enforcer. And, of course, the City of London, which was the center of the fiat debt prison. The center, really, all of their power had to do with the $600 trillion that Rothschild himself alone was worth. And so the announcement of this demon's death, I'm not even going to call him a man, but this demon's death is no small event. And I do think that it's very, very interesting when you look at some of the comms associated with this announcement. I'm going to touch upon that in just a moment. But remember, folks, the Queen of England, once a year had to appear in front of the mayor of the City of London, and she had to curtsy and bow. The Queen of England. So that kind of causes you to ask yourself, who really is in control? Who really is the one who's in power behind the scenes? Now, I happen to believe that Rothschild, given all of his power, all of his influence, controlling the private Western Central Bank, controlling and owning the Federal Reserve, and ultimately running the fiat debt prison, was the real king behind the scenes. And that the royal family, like I said, they're just figureheads. They've always been just figureheads. And so what does his death announcement symbolize? What are the comms associated with it? I'm going to touch upon that in just a moment, but I think I should also mention that Rothschild had been in the process of asset liquidation going back to 2012 to the tune of well over $100 million. Now, I mentioned his $600 trillion a moment ago. That's obviously a drop in the bucket, $100 million compared to $600 trillion. But certainly it is directly related to the executive order that Trump put in place, Executive Order 13818, having to do with crimes against humanity. And this is exactly why we're seeing Bill Gates dump 65% of his portfolio, Jeff Bezos selling off massive shares along with Zuckerberg. I think the three of them combined, I heard, have sold off about $11 billion worth of stock in the companies that they were directly invested in. So Rothschild's death signals the death of the fiat dollar and that the QFS is ready to go operational. Now, I mentioned a moment ago some very interesting comms. They were kind of like bookending this announcement. First, we had Dan Scavino post a picture of a whole bunch of fiat cash going up in flames. Now, the context of that post on, I believe it was on X, probably on Truth Social as well, may have been Truth Social, had to do with Nikki Haley basically burning up all of this money on her campaign. But we also know that every time Scavino posts something, there's always a double meaning. And then Donald Trump actually posted a very interesting segment. I can't remember what part of the Constitution it was. It may have been Article 1, Section 2. You'll have to forgive me, but I don't recall that. But I do have the quote directly in front of me here, so I'm just going to go ahead and read it. No state shall coin money, emit bills of credit, or make anything but gold and silver coin a tender of payment in debts. Now, folks, if that's not a direct Nasara com, I don't know what is. So the fact that this demon is gone, he's been gone for a while, since 2017, but the MSM coming out and announcing it is huge, huge news. I would even argue cause for celebration, given this man and what he represented. This guy was one of the most evil creatures that this world has ever seen. He's actually been pictured alongside Marina Abramovich, the well-known spirit cooker, right in front of the picture or a painting called Satan Summoning His Legions. So the king of the City of London is now dead. And as far as I'm concerned, folks, that means that Nasara and Jassara, the QFS, are ready to roll out. So let's talk a little bit about the economic front here. Let's talk a little bit about these sell-offs that are happening. I mentioned just a moment ago, Gates, Bezos, and Zuckerberg, they dumped major shares to the tune of $11 billion. Gates dumped 65% of his portfolio at the end of 2023. And in addition to that, we've got all of these corporate downsizing moves. Layoffs are happening. We just heard that Sony is laying off 900 people. Vice News is not going to be reporting even on their main platform anymore. And I could go on and on. There's just tons and tons of examples. We just got news that EA, which is one of the biggest video game makers in the world, is massively downsizing. This is a pattern that we've seen play out over the past few years with increasing frequency. So either there's going to be a market crash, or we're getting very close to the white hats just shutting the stock market off altogether. And the triggering of the EBS is certainly directly linked to the rollout of Nasara and Jassara and the QFS, which has to happen when Trump is back in office. So is this a coincidence, folks? I doubt it. I think we're watching a movie, and I've said that all along. We know that many bankruptcies have been happening behind the scenes, stemming directly from Trump's executive orders. And I do believe, folks, that what we're witnessing now is the public rollout. This is a scripted portrayal of what's already occurred covertly. Many of the individuals have already been dealt with, and they've had their assets liquidated in accordance with Trump's executive orders. 13818, I mentioned a moment ago, but there's also 13848 having to do with election interference. And we all know that the remainder of these arrests are going to happen when the EBS is triggered. We have 800,000 sealed indictments. Think about that. 800,000 sealed indictments that are going to be served when the EBS goes off. And so again, does anybody think it's a coincidence that all of these CEOs have stepped down, that the cabal-controlled corporations are downsizing, they're laying people off left and right? And now we're seeing major portions of the elite portfolios being liquidated as well. What does that indicate? And isn't it interesting that all of this has happened under fake Biden? Folks, this process to defang the cabal, it's all centered around choking off their revenue sources. And this began going back to Trump's capitulation tour in 2017, a very, very important year. And by the way, that tour was before the Q drops even began. So you might even conclude that before the drops were ready to be released to the public, the cabal needed to surrender first. And that's why Trump went on his world tour, starting with Saudi Arabia and then moving on to Israel and the Vatican and several other places. But the art of war, Sun Tzu tells us, you don't go to war unless you've already won. And so those who have eyes to see, those of us who are consciously in the fifth dimension, can easily discern what's playing out here. This is a slow and methodical rollout of the fact that this war has already been won. And we also have to remember that in the process, we are gradually waking up all the sleepers along the way. More and more people are achieving a higher level of consciousness every single day. And as I've stated many times, the ultimate battle here is over human consciousness. So the empire has struck back. We know that the enemy has tried desperately on multiple different occasions, from the Vegas shootings all the way up to the direct energy weapon attack on Lahaina. They've done everything that they can to try to derail this process. But each time, despite the undeniable suffering that they've caused associated with any form of warfare, if we're being honest, they've failed to prevent the walls from closing in. They tried to kill bin Salman, and all that did was embolden him to put his full weight behind Trump, who was actually crowned king, if you recall that famous video. Then they tried all of these fifth-gen attacks to cause as much death and as much destruction as possible. But the scope of the damage, as horrific as it's been, that they've been able to inflict has been massively mitigated by the White Hats all along, folks. We have to be honest about that, and we have to remember that this is a war, and innocent people have died, but clearly the dismantling of the cabal infrastructure has only accelerated as time has gone on. Remember that Trump repeatedly has called himself a wartime president. He's even compared himself to Abraham Lincoln. And by the way, the Civil War lasted 4 years and 14 days. And just for reference, it'll be 4 years and 14 days since Trump declared a national emergency on Friday the 13th of 2020 on March 27th of 2024. Now, I'm not suggesting that that means that everything's going to be wrapped up in a nice little bow by then, but it's interesting food for thought. So after he put the enemy under submission, Trump laid the legal groundwork during his first term to systematically eliminate the sources of the enemy's power. And during the height of COVID, Trump, along with Mnuchin, used the CARES Act to roll the Fed into the Treasury. And then Putin's role commenced. Russia moved into Ukraine. And why did they do that? Well, there are many different reasons. I've talked about all of them on my show. But certainly not the least of which was to eliminate the bioweapon labs, the money laundering centers, and the trafficking hubs that Ukraine was absolutely rife with. And meanwhile, we've had Xi Jinping in the background masterfully playing his role to destroy the CCP while posing as its leader. And now it's very likely that we're going to see the same process play out as we saw in Ukraine play out in Taiwan for similar reasons. Whether it's going to be before or after Trump's return, well, that remains to be seen. But I've said all along that Taiwan, the whole Pacific Rim, at a certain point, there's going to be kinetic action on that peninsula. And by the way, as far as Xi Jinping's role, he knew that the deep state planned on eventually invading China, as well as Russia. He knew that they were going to try to steal China's resources. He knew what their long-term goals were, despite the fact that the deep state was partnering and aligned and allied with the deep state. They had a much broader plan to conquer not only Russia, but also China. And so knowing that, Xi Jinping worked within the system in the same way that Trump worked within the system to dismantle the CCP. And the ultimate goal is to break China into separate but united territories, much like the United States. So he broke up the cabal spy rings that were being run by the CIA, which of course is run by the Rockefellers. He killed off several operatives immediately after Donald Trump was inaugurated. He removed his second in command after a failed coup attempt. And not only that, Xi came to meet with Elon Musk, who many happen to believe, and I certainly am open to the possibility, that he was placed as a commander, a chief commander in the United States Space Force by Donald Trump. And that's information that Q the Storm Rider has put out. And so we've got all of these things happening. We've got this geopolitical tension that's soaring at the same time. We've got Egypt threatening Israel with war if they go ahead with a ground invasion into Gaza. We've got increased Houthi attacks in the Red Sea. We've got Vladimir Putin taking flights on a nuclear-capable bomber in order to send a message to the West about NATO troop mobilization. We've got Germany literally building a moat around the Reichstag to, quote unquote, protect democracy from armed attacks. But then interestingly, we also have German generals, and this was something we've talked about going back a while now. I've said that we were eventually going to start to see military coups formulating within these NATO countries. Now we have a very powerful German general who's come out and publicly stated that NATO is being used to make war against China. And so it's very obvious that there is a big political and military divide within Germany. As a matter of fact, Olaf Scholz just came out and rebuked Macron, who is calling for NATO troops to be sent into Ukraine. So there's a big drama centered around Germany. We know that their economy is absolutely in shambles right now. And we know the reasons why. We've tracked all of it. I'm not going to break it down, but certainly it's just one of many different examples around the world of this geopolitical tension that is absolutely soaring. And I mentioned a moment ago, the Pacific Rim, China, Japan, the Korean Peninsula. At a certain point, folks, this is going to get hot. We just don't know exactly what form it is going to take. But it is one of the many ongoing geopolitical hotspots. And certainly this is not an exhaustive list. We could go on and on talking about all the maneuvering toward world war, as I've done in previous episodes. But suffice to say, I do believe that given all of these different conflagrations of tensions that are happening and going to happen in the next several weeks and months, it's pretty likely to conclude that the EBS is going to be an American event rather than a worldwide event. But indeed, it's going to have worldwide implications. The United States, and I've talked about this in some detail, has always been the primary target of the cabal. We've always been the biggest obstacle in terms of implementing their new world order. They have to destroy the concept of freedom. They have to destroy the concept, not of democracy, but of a constitutional republic. That's why we always hear democracy, 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 but nobody ever talks about a constitutional republic. Problem with democracy is that it can turn into mob rule very quickly. If 51% of people vote in favor of taking away the rights of 49%, that's how democracy works. That's a majority, majority rules, but that's not the system that we have. And they know that. And of course, that's one of the many different things that they've gaslighted us about, that we live in a democracy and not an actual constitutional republic. But putting that aside for a moment, given that this is going to be a reversal event, I do believe that we're going to see America throw off the chains first, ideologically, culturally, politically, financially. All of these things have to happen in America. And then at that point, once we've actually gotten our own house in order, I do believe that we are going to set out to help the rest of the world in rooting out evil and rebuilding their nations on a new foundation. But I thought about the EBS a lot, as folks know, and I can't imagine a scenario where we're going to see the entire world experience the emergency alert system at the same time. I do believe that this is going to be an American event. But once the cabal has been defeated optically, then the process of rooting out evil within all of these other nations, which has already begun, of course, becomes a much easier process once we've thrown off all of our chains here in this country. And we can never forget that without U.S. military support and a fiat reserve currency that's nothing more than a Ponzi scheme, the cabal cannot function effectively. And they become a much easier target at that point. And that indeed, folks, has been the strategy all along. So are we going to see World War III? I've consistently said no. And as a matter of fact, I have no doubt that we would have already seen World War III if the White Hats were not in control behind the scenes. The cabal has been trying to engineer this the same way they're trying to engineer civil war inside of the United States and many other countries around the world. But none of the nations outside of their immediate control have taken the bait. Now, that's a major barometer that we're not going to fall into world war. Q told us that we weren't going to have a civil war, and I believe that to be true. And I also think the same thing is true for the prospect of global conflict. It's always been the enemy plan to take us into war, but this time too many people are awake. Too many people are aware. Too many people can see the paradigm for what it is, the trap that they continually lead us into over and over and over. Their playbook, which is known. And it's not just known by the military. It's not just known by the White Hats. It's becoming increasingly public knowledge, common knowledge. And so therefore, their ability to manipulate the masses into accepting their schemes have been sufficiently undermined to the point that we can see that they're not going to be effective. The concept of false flags, the existence of the deep state have become common knowledge and common vernacular inside most American homes and those throughout the world for that matter. And so the enemy is continually seeing every action they take backfire. We're seeing constant attempts to get us to fall into their trap, and it's backfiring spectacularly. And so once again, I ask the question, does anybody believe that this is all just a coincidence? And instead of asking why we're in February of 2024 and we haven't seen overt military intervention, perhaps we should be wondering why we haven't fallen into civil and world war by now, knowing full well that this was always the plan of the enemy. And quite frankly, they had us right where they wanted us back in January of 2021. They could have very easily engineered a civil war at that point. And that's exactly why Trump didn't pull the trigger. It's why he didn't go ahead with the Insurrection Act. We've talked about this in detail. Instead of doing that, he gave us time. He bought us time to awaken, to bear witness to the White Hat plan, which, as I've explained many times, is an example of parallel construction. The White Hat Plan and the New World Order Plan have been running parallel this entire time. And the reason for that is to provide the White Hats with the necessary ability to maneuver covertly and take down the cabal hierarchy from behind the scenes while all of us are distracted with this pantomime. But it's not without purpose, by the way. And I've discussed that recently, too. So fast forward to now. We've woven a little bit of history into our analysis. It helps to provide a proper context for where we find ourselves right now. And I think that I've talked about this a lot recently, but it's worth mentioning. It's worth repeating. We can't get so wrapped up in the trees that we forget that we're in the middle of the forest, that we lose sight of the big picture. And I'm seeing more and more people fall into that trap with every passing day. And that's why it's very important for me to make sure that we track and we trace all of these developments and present an honest and intellectually honest analysis of where we are right now, putting aside all of our emotions, all of our feelings, all of our frustrations and angers and fears. We have to examine where we've come from, what's happened along the way, and how that informs where we're at right now. So, like I said, let's talk a little bit about what's happening. Let's fast forward. And what are we seeing transpire? What have we seen transpire over the last several weeks? Well, certainly we see the truth emerging about the COVID-19 vaccination. I'm doing that a lot tonight. I'll do it one more time because they came out with a report that said that there are minor increases in cardio issues. And actually, Dell Bigtree did a great breakdown on this. It was featured in Christian Patriot News's latest update. That's still trending on Before It's News, I do believe. You should certainly go and watch that because he debunks this whole minor increase in cardio issues extremely well, as he always does. He's been on top of that issue probably better than anybody else out there. So salute to you, Mr. Bigtree. In addition to that, we've got a majority of Americans, 55% of Americans. It just came out with a poll. I can't remember what outlet it was. Agreed that illegal immigration is a critical threat to the United States. 55%. I happen to believe that number realistically is a lot higher, but 55%, I'll take it. That is building consensus. And not only that, more than 70% of U.S. voters, registered voters, believe that the election is going to be stolen if it actually goes forward in November, which I continually doubt. Now, in addition to that, we've also got Trump coming out and saying that human trafficking is now worse than it was 1,000 years ago. Check out this video.
It's not just people. In human trafficking, and it's almost always with women, it's women. And you think of it almost as an ancient crime. You know, when you hear human trafficking, you don't think about it as today in this world. Well, it's worse today than it was 1,000 years ago. And the reason is because of the computer, because of the internet. They search the internet for women and they grab them. It's an unbelievable, horrible thing. And it's big business. It's getting to be as big as the drug business. And we're going to stop these people. We're not going to do it. We did a better job on that than anybody's ever done.
Okay, so you can see there that Trump is talking about this issue head on. Of course, he's talking about being primarily women. And we've seen Trump do this all along the way. What he's doing is he's gradually introducing these evils into the mainstream. Okay, that was at the Black Conservative Conference or something along those lines. And certainly it was a mainstream crowd. And so he's talking about how this issue of human trafficking is worse now than it was 1,000 years ago. And it mostly involves women. But we know, of course, that this is, I'm not suggesting that that's not true, but this is a precursor to opening up the door about crimes against children. We all know it. Trump is gradually getting people conditioned to be able to absorb these horrific realities. And as Q told us, crimes against children are going to unite humanity. I actually highlighted that post in a recent show. So we've got the human trafficking issue becoming more and more mainstream. And then, of course, we've got a myriad of other ones. I'm not going to be able to cover all of them tonight, but I'm going to touch upon a few. We've got the Google woke chatbot, the Gemini AI. that lost its parent company $70 billion in one trading day. Interesting number. Why? Because it kept putting out these absolutely ludicrous and dangerous responses to queries. And in the process, it's overtly displaying the dangers of overriding human decision making and essentially displacing free will, which has always been the end game of our enslavement. And of course, these revelations about AI have direct implications on the transhumanist movement itself and the ever-increasing and obvious attack on gender, and by extension, logic, reason, and common sense. Folks, we're presiding over the reversal of the cabal's war on humanity, and more specifically, their war on human consciousness that inevitably continues to rise because, of course, God has another plan. The enemy had their plan, but God had his plan. And we're seeing more and more evidence of that, folks, with every passing day. And I mentioned earlier in the show that I was going to touch upon Bitcoin a little bit. Now, I don't typically talk a lot about cryptocurrencies, and for good reason, but this was something that was big in the news. Bitcoin surged to over, I think it's over 65,000 or 64,000. I haven't checked it today. And it was very interesting because this came on the heels of Trump signaling approval of Bitcoin during a recent town hall. And then the very next thing that happened was we saw Coinbase basically crashed and thousands of people were reporting that their balances were reading zero. And I wouldn't doubt that this is red-pilling a lot of people out there right now as to how vulnerable cryptocurrencies actually are, especially when they lack any real asset backing. In fact, I think people are going to learn that same lesson about fiat money in the not-too-distant future. But remember, folks, as all of this is happening, nothing is as it seems. Trump recently said the quiet part out loud at CPAC. And this, by the way, was also highlighted in Christian Patriot News' latest update. He said that all the people with Trump derangement syndrome, and he went on and he mentioned Hillary and Mitt Romney. He said, oh, they're basically all gone now. Very interesting. And then he went on to say that inside people are our biggest threat. And that's exactly what Trump has been saying since he announced his candidacy all the way back in 2015. He's been talking about the deep state. He's been pointing to the real enemy. And he's continuing to do that. I think that's very, very telling, folks. And indeed, he's right. The Democrats don't want to put pedophiles in jail. They manufactured the border crisis. We just got news that illegal immigration is actually outpacing American birth rates. I think that was part of the cabal's plan. Absolutely. And now in response to Texas actually standing up to the feds for their state rights and to protect the border, isn't it interesting that we have the largest wildfire in Texas history break out? This is the most disastrous that Texas has ever seen. And again, does anybody think that this is a coincidence? So we've had fifth-gen attacks that continue. We're having cyber attacks ramp up. I happen to believe that we're going to be in for a big one in the not-too-distant future. We're seeing AI robots emerge as an increasing threat to humanity on multiple different levels. We've even come to discover the existence of voice-to-skull technology, this patented technology where they can actually put ideas in your head that aren't even yours. And then meanwhile, San Francisco hired an illegal alien to oversee the election. We're told that Biden didn't get a cognitive test because he doesn't need one. I mean, it just gets more and more ludicrous with every passing day, folks. The ideological breakdown of American society, the attack on logic, reason, and common sense that I mentioned a little while ago, it's reaching its peak. Just when you think it can't get any crazier, it does. But that means that we are close. We had these recent outages, which I very strongly believe were a beta test for the 10 days of darkness that Q warned us about, telling us that a blackout was necessary. Prepare for these cyber attacks, folks. They're coming. And that was post 4389, by the way, if you wanted to check up on that. Q told us that we're going to be going from dark to light. And after the darkness, when we emerge into the light, the golden age that Trump has mentioned many times is going to commence. But after the darkness passes and we emerge into the light and we begin the golden age that Trump has referenced so many times, we're going to look back and we're going to realize, folks, that all of this horrible sacrifice that we've had to endure is not only worth it, but that we do it all over again in a heartbeat, seeing the majesty of God's plan. But remember that security measures are in place. The law of war military protocols are being followed. 800,000 sealed indictments. We're going to see tribunals. We're going to see justice. We're going to see revelation. And ultimately, we're going to see prosperity and happiness. The best is indeed yet to come. Remember, folks, that Jesus told us to fear not and that God is faithful. We are going to make it through this storm. And when we do, we're going to fall on our knees in gratitude, knowing full well what it took to make it through this terrible tribulation. But God has already won. The enemy's time draws near, and nothing can stop what's coming. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Please do me a favor and hit that like button if you did, and let me know what you thought in the comments. I always enjoy reading your reactions to my work. And I also want to remind everybody out there to make sure you're following me on all the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, and Podbean. And I'm also on Telegram and True Social. And like I said, you really want to follow me on Telegram if you want to keep up with the direction of my analysis. And I also want to remind folks to please consider supporting my work any way that you can. And there are multiple different ways you can do that. All the links are in the description. If you have a 401k or an IRA, and it's tied to the stock market, which they all are, it's time to get out of the stock market, folks, and put your hard-earned retirement savings into precious metals. I partnered with the best company out there. You can click that link in the description. And quite frankly, folks, they're going to move as quickly as you do. We have a pretty narrow window to get this done before the EBS goes off. And there are different viewpoints as to retirement accounts and what's going to happen. The reality is, folks, we don't really know. And as far as I'm concerned, the wise move is to take the steps that you need to take to add that extra layer of security in the face of economic uncertainty. And gold and silver have historically always been a great store of wealth in uncertain economic times. And certainly we're in them right now. And if you make the move now, you'll be in a position to capitalize on the transition into the gold-backed system. Now, I'll remind everybody, I'm not a financial analyst or advisor, but I'm well-researched. And certainly, I can read the tea leaves. And I'm not going to point folks in the wrong direction based upon what I truly believe. So PatriotUndergroundGold.com. Click that link today. You can also support my work by becoming a member of my locals community, PatriotUnderground.locals.com/support. You can join for $5 a month, get first access to all of my new content, get access to the Patriot Underground roundtables and the live Q&A. You get to be a part of those Zoom calls. By the way, if you can't afford to make a donation and become a member, that's totally fine. I just want to remind everybody that my work is always going to remain free. I do provide little bonuses and perks to my supporters on Locals, but I guarantee folks that every single episode that I ever put out, it's always going to be free for people. I'm never going to change that. So you can support me there, become a member. You can also make a one-time donation. You can also check out my merch store at patriotunderground.shop. I have a bunch of different items on there with the new logo on them that Dave XRP Lion made for me. Absolutely beautiful. A lot of people have already picked up a t-shirt or a beer mug or a coffee mug or a hoodie. Thank you to everybody out there who has done so. And I also just want to mention before I leave you folks tonight, the importance of aligning your spiritual and your political values with your economic resources, your financial resources. And I partnered with a company that allows you to basically ditch the big box conglomerates like Walmart and Target for all of your personal and your household items. They have some of the best products that I've ever used. These are non-toxic. They're manufactured right here in the United States. And quite frankly, folks, this is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. If you can do your shopping with a patriotic company and you can cut out the big box conglomerates, don't waste any time. Make that move today. Switch-stores.com/Patriot Underground. Click that link in the description, folks, and you'll be glad you did. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon with another report. But until then, Patriot out.